Well, a very warm welcome to you this evening. Can I ask before we start that if you have a mobile phone that you might switch it off or turn it onto flight mode, because they sometimes have a habit of interfering with our amplification system. As on all these occasions, I suppose I ought to tell you where the fire exits are, here and here, and then follow signs or the way that you came in. After Helen has shared with us, there will be an opportunity to have a conversation with Helen and Jen further, and there'll be refreshments served toward the back. It was sometime earlier on this year that I saw some of these originals at Bethesda Baptist Church, and as I was driving home, I thought somehow more people need to see a lot more of these. And so this is the outcome of that, really. And I have a number of people particularly to thank. Jen, of course, for painting them in the first place, and she's going to come and share a little bit in a minute. But also to Stan and to Graham, who are here tonight, who have actually set all this up and made it look so beautiful, even inventing the light system and everything. So thank you to them. A special thank you to the Bible Society, who have sponsored this evening as well. Jen, I wonder whether you would like to come up, and perhaps you might like to share something of what inspired you initially to start painting these pictures.
So originally, when I first started painting them, I painted Hagar first. She just struck me as a really interesting character, and I wasn't planning on doing any more. But when I looked more into Hagar's story, I started to learn about some of the other women in the Bible who had perhaps been overlooked or oppressed or misjudged or condemned. And I started to get really moved, and I thought that somehow I needed to provide them with a voice and a face so their stories could be told, and that people could learn more about them and maybe be re-educated in some cases, because some of the stories, when I read them as a grown-up rather than the Sunday school versions that I'd learned as a child, I was really shocked and felt very emotional about the fact that I'd not been told these stories properly before, and I wanted to somehow create a way for people to see them again.
So you started with one. Did you have any intention of painting the others after the one?
Yeah, so after I finished Hagar, then I moved on to Anna, and then it all sort of flowed from there. I picked the women based on how I identified with them personally. I think most women that you speak to will probably tell you that they've experienced some level of oppression, bullying, misogyny, sexism. So in each of these pictures, and in each of these women, there's a small damaged part of myself that I painted into them.
So what would you want people to take away with them having seen them tonight?
Most of these women have either been used as a scapegoat for various reasons to excuse men's behaviour in different stories, or they've been oppressed, or they've been ostracised. But the main theme running through all of these stories was that no matter how they were seen by the communities that they were part of or not part of, or the men around them, God wanted them to be free. He saw them for who they really were. And there's something quite cathartic that I experienced about painting them, was that I sort of came to realise my own worth in God, and I sort of wanted other people who may be identified with those horrible experiences to realise their own worth in God as well.
You paint a whole range of other stuff as well.
Yeah, fluffy bunnies and really happy things, yeah.
And there are some of your pictures at the back.
They are, so they probably seem a bit out of place, a bear in a party hat. But yeah, I do. I paint all kinds of things, dog portraits mostly.
You have the one I particularly like is of the baptism of the eunuch.
Yeah. I really enjoy painting that one. He's quite close to my heart. Again, he's a very overlooked gender minority status person in the Bible who I just felt should be given a voice, and his story needed to be told.
Now, you still have some of the originals of these pictures at home, which I believe are for sale.
They really are. I haven't brought them with me, but if anyone is interested in buying an original painting, I'd be happy to take your email address and we could sort that out.
And the prices are in the back of the...
Everything's written in the back, and I also have prints at the back for sale as well, and the prices are in their pamphlet as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.